In a dimly lit 1920s nightclub in Manhattan, a group of comically corpulent and gregarious financiers chortle and clink glasses to celebrate George and Ira's latest Broadway hit.
"To the most dashing hands ever to tickle the ivories," one of the men gloats, raising his glass as high as his stubby arm will lift it.
George and Ira are nestled in the middle of two of them, holding on to their own glasses with their elbows tucked in.
"Leaving our hands to count the monies," another financier declares with pride.
Ira laughs, jabbing George in the ribs to get him to play along.
"Oh, boys, you're an incredible lot." "Ah, pish-posh," an especially loud gentleman cuts in. "So long as you and he write the songs, we'll write the checks."
The men let out belly laughs and cheer together again, spilling champagne over their greasy sausage hands. Ira grins.
"Well said, and for that we thank you."
He turns to George as the other men take big drinks from their glasses. Ira hopes George will add something here to butter up the gang of portly playboys. But a quiet moment passes, and George doesn't say a word.
"Say something,"
Ira murmurs to George under his breath. George, at last taking the hint, clears his throat and says,
"Indeed."
The men laugh, wallop and cheer again, while George takes the chance to slide out from the booth. Ira shakes hands on his behalf, grinning broadly, then scurries after George. When he catches up, George mutters to Ira softly,
"These men are incorrigible."
Ira just rolls his eyes and tries to let it go. After all, by now they're out of earshot, and although he wouldn't say it to their faces, Ira agrees. George approaches the bar and takes an unlit cigarette right out of a white-gloved hand. An attractive young woman turns and throws daggers with her eyes.
"Dearest miss, do you mind?"
George says, as he pretends to puff at the cigarette, making the motion of striking up a lighter. The young woman's suitor leans in and says sarcastically,
"She does mind,"
but he lights up the cigarette for George anyhow. In steps Ira, before it gets any worse.
Sir, my apologies, Ira Gershwin."
He offers the suitor his hand, who shakes it demurely.
"And this is my brother, George. He's just blowing off steam, quite like a chimney."
"Gershwin,"
the suitor interjects with interest.
"The piano fellow?"
A moment passes, and George turns to Ira this time. For now that his quarry is guarded, he has no time for this conversation. He whispers,
"Say something,"
to Ira, then turns to scan the room for available young ladies. Ira gives George a frosty eye, then returns his gaze to the suitor.
"Indeed, I write the lyrics, he writes the bars. Have you seen the latest?"
But the suitor and his companion seem to have lost interest and turn their attention to the conversation further down the bar. George finds solace in his hijacked cigarette. They mosey on over and stake their own territory at the far end of the bar.
"Brash bunch,"
Ira says, nodding back at the couple. George gives him an impish look.
"You drove them away, I think."
Ira sighs, hardly knowing how to take his brother seriously.
"You know, George, you have to schmooze a bit with the men who are paying us."
"Eh?" George shrugs. "They'll inebriate, then copulate with random frolicking legs, and they won't remember anything else, which is the very reason why they'll write us another check."
Ira smiles despite himself.
"You're so bitter, brother."
"It's Broadway. It's Hollywood with a bit more nerves,"